Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
$1,000 coming your way at 8:15 this morning. Hey, good morning. It's US 99. And if we are over the age of 21, we are legally allowed to enjoy some alcoholic beverages. And let's be for real. Sometimes we've all consumed too many and gotten a little bit of drunk and do crazy things. But it's no secret to anybody in the country road that Blake Shelton is a guy who loves to have a few alcoholic beverages.
He does. And he has a lot of fun with it. And, you know, we did our interview with him at Lake Shake and he had a cup. We didn't find out what was in the cup exactly, but I guarantee you, it was not water in the cup.
And whenever you see him on The Voice, he always has that cup again. So everywhere you go, you see Blake Shelton holding that red solo cup, if it is one of the solo cups. But he loves to booze it up. He loves to drink. And it a funny joke, over the weekend, he was performing at a festival on Saturday, and he fell on stage.
Yeah, he tripped over like part of the stage, went tumbling down. He's a big guy too, so he went tumbling down. It was funny. I mean, he actually was asking on Twitter people to send him videos of the fall. And somebody actually did tweet him the video, and he's like, man, I wish there was a closer one. Like, he really wanted to embrace the moment of him falling down because he was a little tipsy.
Yeah, and he admitted in the tweet, and yes, I had been drinking, and then he wrote, a lot. But then, when we all get a little tipsy, you know, the next day, you always feel bad. Maybe you don't even remember everything that happened. You always, like, clean up, you know, like, what happened? You're like, oh my God, I don't know what happened. You call your friends to see what happened. Well, Blake had the same thing. Yesterday, a spokesperson for Blake Shelton went to Twitter and he said Blake's tweet was meant as a joke. He simply tripped over the riser and landed on the fiddle player's pedal board. This was not a result of drinking.
So this is funny. I don't know if you saw this, but somebody tweeted at him, and her name is Shanna. I'm going to read the exact tweet. It says, so that's the type of quality show you put on for people that spend their hard-earned money to come see you is for you to show up drunk? Mm-hmm. That's some Justin Bieber on Hennessy throwing up on stage nonsense right there. So what Blake did was he quote-tweeted that. He put that to his Twitter feed and said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. This account is meant for people who actually have a sense of humor. We're not accepting crybaby tweets today. Maybe try again tomorrow. So Blake, I mean, he is a funny, funny guy.
I think Blake may have still been drunk when he tweeted that back. So 312-946-4995. Let's have some fun this morning. Let's talk about how crazy you got when you were drunk. Let's toss it over the border at 219 Highland. Lauren, what happened with you?
I was at a party that had bags of wine and a keg and decided to...
Wait. You were at a party that had bags of wine?
Oh, yeah. Like boxed wine, bags of wine, lots of bags.
It's all the wine. So what happened?
Drank most of the bag of wine and then directly afterwards, decided to do about a 15-second keg stand. And
yeah.
Then, oh,
good
yeah.
job there, Lauren. And then what happened?
Was in the bathroom for the rest of the night. So it was great.
Not a very good ending to your night, was it?
No, not at all.
Hey, at least you had 15 strong seconds of doing a keg stand, right? Everybody will remember that.
It was my most impressive one, I will say.
We are ticket tagging it up again at 8:50. Tickets for you to go see Kenny Chesney. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. And it looks like Kenny Chesney wasn't the only one who fell over the weekend. Blake Shelton was doing a festival and he fell. But, you know, Blake had a little fun with it. He posted up on Twitter afterwards. Okay, I know somebody is bound to have video of me falling on stage last night. Please, I have to see it. Post that. Beep. And yes, I had been drinking a lot.
And the funny thing for me was a different tweet. He said he actually blamed the rapper Pitbull. He said, Pitbull, this is your fault. So they must have been like partying backstage or whatever. But yeah, Blake Shelton took a nice big fall up on stage. It happens to the best of us. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Alicia from McHenry. What's your drink of choice?
I would say vodka Red Bull.
Vodka Red Bull. So you're going to be not only drunk, but also like wired. And what dumb thing did you do because of it?
I dislocated my knee.
Oh, man. How did you do that?
I honestly don't remember, but I remember just standing there and then being on the ground and my friends and the security guard carry me out the back door.
A proud moment, huh? A proud moment.
It's not a very proud moment.
Do you want to call your parents or any family members right now, Alicia, to remind them of this story?
Oh, no. No, I'm good. And there
loser.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Hey, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. Let's see. It's 8:30. It's going to be an absolute gorgeous day today. The sun, it's going to be shining all day today, and it's going to get up to about 80 degrees as the high. But whenever you see Blake Shelton, you always see Blake Shelton walking around with like a red cup, right? And come on, we all want to be hydrated, but there's always not water in that cup. Am I right or what?
Solo cup, let's have a party.
Well, Blake, over the weekend, he was doing a festival on Saturday, and like Kenny Chesney, Blake fell on stage as well. So Blake went to Twitter. He had some fun with it. He said, okay, I know somebody is bound to have video of me falling on stage last night. Please, I have to see it posted. And yes, I had been drinking a lot.
All right. Well, if you're 21 years older, you have those moments. So good morning. What happened to you?
Dancing on the back side of the couch, standing up pretty tall and using my hands to obviously complete the dance, making it better, and hit the ceiling fan really
yes!
hard.
Did your hand get chopped off?
No, but man, lots of nice bruising.
I feel like if you were recording that, that would have won you $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Exactly. I thought it was so cool. It was great.
Let's recreate that and give us 10%.
No.
Michelle from Orland Park, what's your drink of choice?
Ooh, I would say definitely tequila. Maybe a little blackberry or something in there. Yeah.
Up to no good with tequila. So what happened while you were drunk?
Oh, man. One day, I decided to accidentally walk through a screen door. I didn't even realize I was walking right into it. So that was probably the most embarrassing thing ever. But
now, you know, I understand, like, when you walk into, like, a really clean glass, like, door. What about a screen door? The coloring is different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was definitely the tequila talking.
Did a whole bunch of people see you do that as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you walk into a Home Depot or Menards, do you have to stay away from the screen door section?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mornings with Styles and Roman.
On Chicago's hottest country.
US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.